The Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, teaches us, Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Shmuel, Pi Ta'ena, the opening of a fig, the mat where you disconnect it from the tree, Ein B'Shimbri Gilui. There is no concern that perhaps as these figs were left out to dry, a snake might have deposited some venom in that hole where it was connected to the tree. Says the Gemara Kaman, whose opinion does this follow? Kahaitana, the Tanya Rabbi Elazar Omer, Oichel Adam and Novim V'Tayim B'Layla, a person could eat grapes and figs at night, then Choshish, that maybe where there's the hole, the snake might have deposited some venom. Why indeed is that the Halacha? Meshum Shenema Shomer P'soim Hashem. So the Gemara here is introducing a new concept in Halacha. The Gemara is introducing the concept of Shomer P'soim Hashem. Hashem protects those that are, the word P'soim means foolish. Hashem protects people even in situations which might be dangerous. So the Mefarshim ask, first of all, the obvious question. The halacha that's being discussed in our Gemara is not only being said to foolish people. As we just said, the definition of the word psoim means foolish. The Torah here is not speaking only to foolish people. The Gemara is speaking to everybody, that everybody's allowed to eat these figs and grapes. And the question is, where's the shomer psoim there? So the Pilpula Charifta says that something that everybody does, we can rely on everybody, that the fact that everybody does it, because of Shomer P'soim Hashem. Shomer P'soim Hashem teaches us that the things that are normal, that everybody does, we could do the same. So ask Rabbi Chanan, if there's a concept of Shomer P'soim Hashem, why is the halacha that we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos? And we discussed this many times in our shiurim. Even in a situation where it's just a safek sakana, where it's just a small chance of sakana, the halacha is that we have to be mechal Shabbos. Why don't we say Shomer P'soim Hashem? So says Rabbi Chanan, even though the Gemara is employing this concept of Shomer P'soim Hashem, that doesn't mean that we're not obligated to do what we have to do to take care of ourselves. Shomer P'soim Hashem is only applicable, says Rabbi Chanan, where it's beyond our control. It's at night, I want to eat a fig, I want to eat a grape. So there, everybody eats figs and grapes, I could eat it. But not that if there's a patient, he could say, I'm not going to go to the doctor. And therefore, I sort of say for Torah Chaim, says it's very connected to Al Gemara. Al Gemara goes to great length to teach us how we have to be so careful not to leave any liquids uncovered. So says the Taras Chaim, why do we have to be so careful? Why don't we just say, Shomer P'soim Hashem? Says the Taras Chaim, you can't employ the concept of Shomer P'soim Hashem where you could take care and do something yourself. So in the cases of Al Gemara, where the person has the ability to do and watch by himself, he shouldn't just leave his water uncovered and say Shomer P'soim Hashem. We only say Shomer P'soim Hashem when there really are no other options. The Shaila HaTshuvos Mishnah Halachos Chelek Hei Siman Reish Lamed Daled says that we can only employ the concept of Shomer P'soim Hashem if it's a far-fetched suffix. The Gemara Masechet Ksubos discusses the situation of somebody having relations with a ketana, where it could be dangerous for the ketana. So the Gemara says, Shomer P'soim Hashem. So the Mefarshim explain, why do we say over there, Shem Psoim Hashem? Because it's unlikely that she's going to get hurt. And therefore we could be Makel. Moreover, there's a question in the Paiskim, can we say Shem Psoim Hashem? Under what circumstances do we say Shem Psoim Hashem? So there's some Paiskim, the Chidah, that says that we can only use the concept of Shem Psoim Hashem, where the Gemara says that the concept is to be used. But we on our own cannot just go and employ that concept. The Chelkis Yaakov, the Shas Shuvas Chelkis Yaakov says, we only can employ Shem Psoim Hashem B'mokim the Doshu B'Rabim, something that everybody does it that way. And if we say that that's the rule for Shem Psoim Hashem, what's going to be the halacha where, but it doesn't necessarily have to be something that is explicit in the Gemara. Or even if it is something that's explicit in the Gemara. So you have a Talmud Chacham that knows doing whatever act may involve a sakana. And you have an Amoritz who never learned that Gemara. So do we say Shem Psoim Hashem for Amoritz and not say Shem Psoim Hashem for the Talmud Chacham? So the Paiskim say that very much in line where we just quoted from the Chelkis Yaakov, that if it's an act that everybody does, then we say Shem Psoim Hashem for everybody, even for the Talmid Chachamim. If it's something that's not an act that everybody does, we can't say Shem Psoim Hashem. There are Paiskim, we mentioned this distinction in our previous year as well, that want to distinguish between a sakana tivis versus a sakana skulis. Sakana tivis means a natural disaster, something that is natural, that is teva. In such situations, a person has to watch himself and cannot rely on the concept of Shem Psoim Hashem. But sometimes we have situations which are sakana skulis. Sakana skulis is something that the Gemara says is sakana. Something which the Gemara says is sakana, I saw Rabbi Avadia Yosef Zatzal attempts to make this nafkamina. By sakana skulis, there we say Shem Psoim Hashem. For example, the Gemara in Masechet Yevamos says Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph says you shouldn't make a bris mila on a cloudy day. But there we say Shem Psoim Hashem, and we say Shem Psoim Hashem for everybody, and everybody makes bris milas on a cloudy day, both Talmid Chachamim and Amiratzim. This question of when to employ the concept of Shem Psoim Hashem and when not is the basis for a very interesting question. May one smoke, and can he say, well, so many people smoke, I'll rely on the concept of Shem Psoim Hashem. So there's a tshuva in Igros Moshe, Choshe Mishpat, Chelek Beis, Simen Ayin Vav. And Rav Moshe says that since many people smoke and they're healthy and they remain healthy, it's no different than what the Rambam in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Deis identifies which foods are healthy to eat, which foods are not healthy to eat. But you don't find, says Rav Moshe, that the Rambam, when he identifies these foods, should say that there's an isser to eat the foods that are not healthy. He says it may not even be an isser de Rabbana. And therefore, since there are many people that smoke, he says, and they're very in pain if they can't get their cigarette, and may even be more hurtful to them than if they're missing food. And the danger involved in smoking, this is what Rav Moshe says, in those times, certainly, if you look at most people who smoke don't end up being dangerously ill from smoking. Therefore, he says, you could say, Shem Epsoim Hashem. But Rav Moshe does conclude, Al Vadim and Aroy L'Chalish, it's most appropriate, Ufrat L'Bnei Torah, certainly B'nei Torah, Shloi L'Ashen, they shouldn't smoke. Me'acher Shulshah Sakanta, we're dealing with a situation of Sakana, Vem Zashum Te'elas, there's nothing constructive comes out from it. V'gam Hanol Eilu Shloi Hurg B'zeh, a person who's not accustomed to smoking doesn't enjoy smoking. Me'la Vada Eilis Raglazeh, you shouldn't get into the habit of smoking. V'lo yiniach odon lebonavak tanim, you shouldn't allow your children to struggle with that. Afim hu atzmo struggle. Even if you smoke, don't let your children smoke. V'gab v'lo yiniach shas sakana. Then Rav Moshe says, even taking away the sakana element, yesh le'es le struggle with that, we should not get addicted to smoking. The ein lahamshach atzmo l'riba tavus v'nos. There's nothing. It's just taivus smoking. But Ramosh is not prepared to say that smoking categorically is awesome. On the other hand, there's a tshuva, and the shayla of tshuva is Shevet Alevi, Chelik Yud, Simon Reish Tzadik Hei. So he says that there, it's become quite clear that smoking is so dangerous to the heart and is a cancer concern. And he says, "I came borrow la locher she issa gomor." There's an issa gomor lahaskel beisha b'mei bachus v'gal tzar. A young person should not begin smoking. V'al ha'horim moir mechanchem mutl choyv gomor api atar l'monim zeh. We have an obligation to make sure that one doesn't smoke. And it's very possible that Rav Moshe, this tshuva for Rav Moshe was written in Tovshin Mem Aleph, many years ago. At that time, the danger of smoking was not yet well known as it became in later years. It could be that if Rav Moshe in later years would have realized and heard all the medical evidence that has come out about the danger of smoking, he would have agreed. Rav Moshe Sternbuch and the Shlita and the Shalos Tshuvos Ben Hoggis, Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Nun Tes, also goes into discussion. Into this discussion, and his focus is smoking in public, and he says he's not quite sure how one could say when it comes to smoking that we should use the concept of Shomer Psoim Hashem after so many doctors have told us how dangerous smoking is. And Moshe Sternberg says, one can't take the approach and say, well, I'm not going to rely on what the doctors say. He says, if we could rely on doctors to tell us that you're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, which is a Chiyuv Karis, we certainly can rely on doctors to tell us that smoking is dangerous. So says Rav Sternbuch, he doesn't see how this is a situation
where you could use the concept of Shem Psoim Hashem. But he says, even if somebody is going to want to make an argument, which is presumably what Rav Moshe meant to say, that you can't say the concept of Shem Psoim Hashem when it comes to smoking. You can only say it, says Rav Moshe Shneur, for yourself. You can make an argument that smoking should be permitted and it falls onto the general rule of Shem Psoim Hashem. But you can't say that that because you're saying Shem Psoim Hashem, that you can smoke in a place where it will affect other people. And therefore, even if one smokes and wants to think that there's a heter to smoke, there's certainly never a heter to smoke in a public area. You can't take this weak heter of Shem Psoim Hashem and try to employ it for other people who certainly don't have to and should not be subjected to it.